Good morning. Today is the 31st day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count us yet, please do so during daylight hours. A friendly reminder that Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Le'ili Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Parah. We are in the third parak Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph Nivka. What happens if the Parah Aduma split open? V'yamet Chutz Migita, and so what happens? The Kohen Gadol would stand outside the pit, which was the area where the pyre was set, this pyre of fire where the Parah Aduma was placed on top that we discussed the last few days. So he would stand outside that area. Natal Eitz Erez V'Ezel V'Shni Tolas. The Torah tells us that the Kohen is supposed to go ahead and take cedar wood, a hyssop, and some crimson wool, and he's supposed to throw it. V'Hishlich Al Toch Sreif Asapar. He's supposed to throw it into the fire. So he would take those three items, those three pieces, and Amar Lahem, he would say to the assemblage, Eitz Erezeh, Ezozeh, Shni Tolaseh, Shni Tolaseh. He would ask the people three times over, is this Eitz Erez? And why? Because there are a lot of different types that look like cedar and aren't kosher. So he has to turn around and make it clear he is taking this correctly. The same thing is true for the hyssop. And the same thing was true for the crimson wool. Right? That it's the right color, it's got everything, it's got it all correct. Behem omrim lo, hein, behein, shalosh pamim al kol davar v'davar. He would ask it three times, and he would get the answer yes all three times. So then what would he do? Kracha mishiari alashon. He would bind the eitz eres, the cedar wood, and the ezov with the remnants of the piece of the shni tolas, and he would throw it, v'shlich l'toch sreif asa, and he would follow what the Torah said. He would put it inside the fire. He would throw it into the fire. And why would he bind it? This way it gave the items weight. They'd fall right inside before they were burned. And they wouldn't simply just split apart. Nesrifa, when the Parah Aduma was burnt, Chovdin Osabe Maklos, Vekovrin Osabe Kvaros, they would beat it with sticks and sift it in sieves. They would keep striking the charred remains to reduce it down into ashes and then grind it. Right, Rabbi Shmuel Omer b'makavol shel eben b'kvar shel eben ha'isanases. Rabbi Shmuel said they would specifically use stone hammers and they would specifically use stone grinders. And why was that? Because stone can't become tummy, and so therefore they would do that so that it wouldn't become tummy. Shachar sheish bo efer. Right, if you have a piece of charcoal, right, within the remains of the Parah Aduma, and it doesn't disintegrate through the sticks, but it was burnt so much that if you ground it, it would produce ashes. So it can't be used as a big piece, a big chunk of Parah Aduma, right? It's a koshtenosa, so you grind it. V'she'inbo, but if it doesn't have any ash, so then manichano, so you leave it alone. Ha'etzem, but when it comes to a bone, so benkach benkach hayanechtash, whether it had ash on it or it hadn't fully burned, so still notwithstanding, they would still grind it. And they would combine it with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, because as opposed to the flesh, even partially burned bone can be used to go ahead and make Parah Aduma water, as long as it gets ground up and then gets mixed with the Parah Aduma ashes. And so the Mishnah says, Chokin osam l'shalosh chalakim. Then they would divide up the ash after they beat it all and ground it all, and they took care of all the extra pieces. They would divide it into three parts. Echad nitan bechel. The first one was placed in the chel. The chel was that opening area, 10 amos wide, next to the Ezras Nashim. And every paraduma had a bit set aside for safekeeping. And this would be the new one in a new jug that was put into the courtyard. And then one would be put on Har HaZeisim, and that was there for the Kohanim. Before they would come to do the Avoda, they would be mitar themselves from Tumas Meis. And then the last portion, would be divided into 24 smaller portions. And each one that was there for public use, right? And each one, the mishmaros, would go ahead and take care to use them to be mitayr am Yisrael. So that's the order of preparing the Parah Aduma. And that's technically the steps that go into the process. So with that, we close out the third parak. And Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow morning, we'll begin our discussion of what happens when it doesn't exactly line up properly. And of course, that we will get to when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day.